Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ladies Best Life podcast. I hope you are feeling fantastic wherever you are in the world. Whatever day it is that you're listening to this, I hope you're feeling sensational. Today, I'm going to give you a super spiky, short, super quick fat loss truths podcast. Because I've spoken before in previous episodes about fat loss myths, and please feel free to go back and give that a listen because it is packed full. I think we did about 7 different myths. So go back and give that a listen. But today I want to talk about truths, because I think it's really important to talk about the things that you're going to feel, and maybe things that you think are myths are actually truths, and the same the other way around. So we're going to get stuck into it. So the very first and most kind of honest truth that I feel like people really need to honor is that you're going to be hungry. If you're wanting to lose weight, you cannot feel satiated all the time. Now, a little caveat to that is, I want you to just think about this for a second. There's a thing called the hunger scale. One is you are fucking starving. Like, we don't ever really want to tap down on this number. Like, that is so low, right? Not a good place to be. 10 is you're almost like feeling sickly stuffed. Okay. We ideally don't want to be there too. There are certain numbers on the scale that you need to focus on around like eating and also stopping eating when you're getting towards the full. So I personally, when I'm dieting, will allow myself to go down to a 3. Okay. Not for too long. But allowing myself to go down to a 3 means I'm bloody hungry, but it isn't impacting my energy and it's not driving me into wanting to eat the world and fucking like nail a load of cookies. Whereas if you're in a 2 or even a 1, that's probably what you're going to feel because your body is going, give me some food. And the quickest way to gain energy is through carbohydrates and sugar. So that's why your body sends you towards that. But equally, it's about understanding the scale for yourself. So if you haven't understood the hunger scale yet, maybe you've not heard about it. I just want you to stop and think, you know, okay, where am I at right now? So for me, at the time of recording this, I had my breakfast an hour ago. I'm suitably a 7. I'm not going to eat until I'm a 4 now. I will top up my water. I will make sure I'm well hydrated. I will probably have another coffee. That'll be my second and final coffee of the day. But other than that, I'm not going to eat until I'm feeling around 4. Maybe a 3, depending on what's going on and what I've got in the agenda. And that's what I want you to do as well, is think, what number do you feel safe at eating? You know, what number? Because some people actually have a real fear around being hungry. So what number do you currently feel is your safest, lowest number? Because let's start to work around that. And the majority of people listening to this probably won't ever have thought about this. Like, oh, like you're either hungry or you're not, right? You're either eating or you're stuffed. So I want you to start to explore this, because if you want to lose weight, like I said at the very beginning, you're going to be hungry. There are going to be times when you're like, oh yeah, I could eat. So when I'm going through a dieting phase, I will most weeks and nights go to bed hungry. And I'm no lower than like a 3. When I wake up, I'm probably no lower than a 4. When I go to sleep, I wake up and I'm a 3. I'm pretty much ready to eat. And then I will. But allowing that hunger, giving yourself permission to feel hunger, honoring your like scarcity around it, but giving yourself the kind of, reassurance that you need that it's safe. It's okay. Nothing bad is going to happen. And you can still have like snacks with you. Like I carry an apple pretty much everywhere I go. And it's just to know that if I do drop down into a 3 and I'm not able to go and call in a shop and get something, I've got an apple there, which will keep me around a 3 and prolong the period that I can stay away from food for a little bit longer and having to rush back to the apartment. And there's a difference between like feeling that kind of level 3 hunger. And like on some diets, it will be your level 2 and you're eating dust. You're not feeling satisfied or satiated and you're just constantly hungry. We don't want that. You need to make sure that your energy is at a decent level. And if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know I talked about the health first approach. So we need to make sure that we're honoring our health, but don't be afraid of being hungry. The second thing about a fat loss truth that I want you to know is consistency is needed. A lot of people are all or nothing. They can be good for a week and they can be hungry for a week, they can hit the gym for a week, and then they're completely off the track. Fallen off the bandwagon, people say quite a lot. We need to start to get some level of consistency in. And where people always go wrong is they start off way too hard and way too fast. But just like you can't go from gear one to gear five in a car, you can't go from gear one to gear five on a fat loss journey. You have to shift through the gears. And this is what we do inside my programs, is the very first stage is all about awareness. You will lose weight whilst you're gaining awareness because you're being more mindful. People lose weight fast by doing it. But the key focus is not fucking create a massive calorie deficit and slam yourself in the gym 6 days a week. We have to go through this process gradually so then you can build the foundations of something that is going to be consistent long term. You have to lay the foundation of consistency before you can add intensity. And this is the same in fat loss, business, performance for athletes. They absolutely have to have the foundations nailed and solid and consistent before we can progress up. Quick fixes, shiny objects, lose, you know, get washboard abs in the next 6 weeks. These are not consistent, right? These are all quick fixes that are going to, you know, lure you off what you actually really need to be doing. So just think about that next time you kind of try and or want to feel next time that you feel like you want to, or you feel like you are going to deviate from the plan. Is this in alignment with the consistency that I need to reach the long-term goals? And sure, if you just want to lose a stone for Ibiza in a month and you don't care what happens when you go to Ibiza and then when you come back, keep doing the quick fixes. If you are not after long-term fat loss, you may as well stop listening to my podcast, because I talk about it a lot. That's all I want you guys to have. And some people won't want that, and that's okay. You carry on in the dieting loop. But I work with women who want long-term results so that they can crack on with the rest of their fucking lives. They've got memories to make. They've got moments to enjoy. And if that's you, we need consistency, fam. We need consistency. And consistency on week one will look very different to week 12. Okay? And we have to start with the basics, lay the foundations, slowly stack those habits. The next one is you need to be in a deficit. So I hear so many people say to me, oh, I'm eating healthy, but I'm not losing weight. Eating healthy is not the same as being in a deficit. Do we then want you to deviate from eating healthy? No, because we're health first, right? But actually, there will be some changes that need to happen to the calories in your food in order for you to lose weight. So if you're not losing weight, the truth is you are not in a deficit. It's as simple as that. And you could be identical, you could have an identical twin who weighs the same as you. Her metabolic rate or his metabolic rate could still be different to yours. So stop looking outside. Look within and go, okay, if I'm being frank, I've been at 1,800 calories for the last 4 weeks. I've kept my steps to 5,000 and I haven't lost weight. I'm eating healthy though, right? Okay, cool. So now we need to come down to 1,700. It is as simple as that. It is formula. It is data. And I know sometimes people get their backs up a little bit when I talk like this, but I'm here to help you to remove the emotions so that we can continue going forwards. And if you're doing it in the way that we do in CC, which is 80-20, 80% wholesome, nutritious food, 20% whatever the fuck you like, you're not going to want to hit the fuck it button so much. You're going to be okay with the consistency that's needed. You're going to be okay with the deficit that you create because you're still enjoying life along the way. You're not going to want to get off the bus. So if you're plateauing, you're not in a deficit. And you could be doing what some people are doing, which is restrict in the week, binge at weekend. But you could be on 1,300 calories Monday to Friday and then 3,000 calories Saturday, Sunday. Hello, we're now in a surplus or we're at maintenance. We have no deficit here. And this is where you need to learn to manage your lifestyle in a better way. And I'm not saying give up your weekends at all. Fuck no. I eat out every single weekend. And I would never change it. And if I want ice cream, I'll have ice cream. But the truth of this is, if we're in a plateau, we're not in a deficit. So something needs to change. And leading on beautifully from that is things need to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So the way you're living your life, and I'm not kind of delving into any of your lives on a personal basis right now, so I can't hone in on any particular habits. But if you carry on doing that, the results are going to be what you've already got. So small micro changes need to happen in order for you to see the change on the scales that you desire. If nothing changes, nothing will change. And again, it's one of those things like you need to be hungry in order to lose weight that is just so obvious. But I think people often like just cling on to things and they will hope that things will happen. Or they'll try this quick fix shiny object. And then they'll come back to normal life and they're like, oh, I've gained it all again. Well, yeah, cool. Because your normal life, your normal routine was the thing that got you in the body that you were unhappy with. So the changes that you have to make need to be long-term changes. Otherwise, when you return back to the life that you enjoyed compared to the dieting miserable life, when you return back, the results are going to return too. Sorry, they're going to like disappear too. The way you behave and act on a day-to-day basis gets you the results. If you change and revert your behavior back, you're going to lose your results. So change needs to happen, and it also needs to be permanent. So what are you prepared to do for the rest of your life? Like for me, I fucking love getting 2 liters of water in a day. I love getting my 10 roughly portions of veg in per day. I love getting 10,000 steps in. I love training 6 days a week. This is who I am. And it's not going to be for everybody, but what is your unique roadmap? What is right for you? Because the moment you can start to hone in on the long-term change is when you're going to see those long-term results coming in. It's got to fit in with your life. It's got to be enjoyable. And remember, that's your definition of enjoyable. You might love going to Zumba. I couldn't think of anything fucking worse, but I'm never going to judge you for it. It's about you doing it your way. Give yourself the permission to pave your own path, to do it your way, to do it on your terms. Enjoy the journey, and oh my goodness, will it be so much easier. So they are just a few very select fat loss truths that I hope help you to realize that, okay, it's not you that's the problem. It's maybe the lack of consistency, maybe your fear around hunger, maybe the fact that you haven't been in a deficit, but you've been eating healthy, or you've just been wishing for it and kind of winging it at the same time. You need a plan, you need support, you need accountability, you need to make it fun, you need to make it long-term. And if you need any help with that, you know where I am. Have an incredible rest of your day, and I will see you next week.